Good morning. And welcome to worship this morning, and we welcome any visitors in Jesus' precious name. I know there are a few intimations to go, so I've just asked Ross to put them up and I'll speak to them. Retiring offering, self-explanatory, a retiring offering after this morning's worship for the schemes of the church. Church magazine, this is the final day for the deadline for anything for the magazine to Catherine Reid, or email to that magazine at livingstonchurch.org.uk. And we have a flicker and a reminder of tea and coffee after the service. It's a great time to come together and just to meet each other and chat. I know 12:30 is kind of difficult sometimes, but you know, it's a good time to meet and to just catch up with folk. Joint session meeting on Wednesday, 23rd of August, 7:30 in our dear parish church. The idea for this is that I'm going to take some time to talk about just what it is that I see for the next few years, and also enable a wee bit of discussion within the sessions. I don't think it'll be the two sessions speaking to each other, but I think it's after I've done a presentation, then we'll maybe split into the two sessions for a few minutes just to talk about some detail. I say think, and I've got this all in my head because I haven't fully pulled it together yet, but that's the 23rd of August at 7:30 at Ardeer. Shoebox appeal, there is the appeal there. The leaflets are out the front there. If you pick one up, it's all to be back for the harvest service on the 24th of September, and the leaflets are self-explanatory. And then Livingston players, if anyone feels that their calling is to be dramatic or just helpful in the background, registration there for adults on the 13th of August at 2 p.m. I'm on holiday. Oh. And the adult casting takes place on Monday the 14th of August, and you know what? I'm on holiday. Junior cast rehearsals begin the 27th of August at 1:30 p.m. And the last one is, I'm on holiday. So the services will be taken by Margaret Craig and Andrew over the next couple of weeks, and Scott Cameron from the High Kirk will provide any ministerial cover that's required. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them, yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens God has pitched a tent for the sun. It's like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. As we worship God, this first hymn is a new hymn. It was also, I thought we'd used it before, so it is a little bit different in the way it runs. So it goes verse, verse, chorus. Verse, verse, chorus, I think. Verse, chorus. So you just need to watch through it. Mary's going to play a verse and a chorus so we can hear it. But there's plenty of verses and choruses that we should know it by the end. That's the plan. As a drum sergeant once said, heads down, kilts up, charge. Let's worship God.
Thank you.
Well done, that was bra. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you are our helper, our shelter, and our refuge, in the good times and in the bad times. By your Spirit present with us now, help us to live the lives you've called us to, knowing that at all times you are there for us. As we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. What we're going to do is play through a video of a song. We're going to sing the song later on. It'll be the words will be clearer the second time through. But it's really about the images and about the words and listening to the video at the moment. It's one called All Through History.
Noah built the most enormous boat that kept the birds and animals afloat. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Noah lived his life for him. Moses led his people through the sea, taking them away from slavery. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Moses lived his life for him.
I had a quick chat with Ross there. There's a conflict between the recording of the service and the sounds, the projection. And so, Alan, if you can either give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, can you just switch everything off just now? We'll not record the rest of the service. Is it possible to put it on for the sermon then? And we could put the sermon out.